Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Public transport complaints. What's yours? Good or bad? We want to hear your public transport experiences on the show, because late buses and trains were among the leading complaints by passengers last year. Hardly surprising. Anne is with me on the line in Dublin. Anne, what's your experience?
Well, I live in the Lucan area, and as you know, we had the big SDZ, whatever they call it, of the Adamstown up there, and thousands and thousands of houses, you wouldn't recognise the place. But we had a local bus that went, a terminus in our area, in the Dodsborough area, and went straight into the city. And they took that off, and we also had the 25A, which kind of done the opposite side near church and schools and all that, and that kind of went around other housing estates. And they took them off and gave us two new buses. One goes to Blanchardstown and the other goes to Liffey Valley. And if we want to go into the city, we have to go down to the village or else up towards, not actually near Adamstown, but kind of across that way to get either C buses, the C spine. Now, the ones we get down the village come from Manute or Selbridge or around that area. So they're fairly crowded in the mornings, because you're getting on when it's quarter way through a journey or more.
And can you even get a space, Anne? You can.
Well, I thankfully am retired now, so I don't have to be going, except if I'm going to hospitals or doctors or something like that. But if you do have to go, let's say if you're getting a train, if you're going somewhere and your train is early, you know, they will stop the opposite side. Airbus used to stop the Parkgate Street side. Now, they're quick enough going in because they go down the Concolbert Road, and it's quick enough. But if you're in the middle of winter and it's lashing rain and you're getting a bus that connects with that, first of all, our two buses go. One goes after the hour, 5 or 6 minutes after the hour, and the other one will bring you down after the half hour. So they're not every 10 or 15 minutes. They're basically every half hour if you're going to be brought down the village.
So there's not enough of them, Anne, really. Is that the issue?
Yeah. And when you get down the village or the next stop, you get off a stop or two stops after to get the bus going into the city. It's a C4 or a C3, but they're not every 10 or 15 minutes either. So you could be there 10, 15, 20 minutes waiting for one of them. And if they're full, you're standing. You know, now I'm fine, even though I'm nearly 70, I'm okay. But if you're somebody in a wheelchair, that's another thing, because I've been on one time when a person was at the stop with a wheelchair, and he told me that sometimes he has to ring in advance to know will there be space. If you have people there with two or three children with their buggies, and you know they don't take them out with the buggies now, they're in the buggy, in the thing. It's very hard to get them to take the child out of the buggy to let the wheelchair on, even though the wheelchair has priority. And I've seen rows in buses where that's happened. But like the people who did this, and then it's not just that. I had a friend the other day going somewhere, and she said, you know what bus goes to such and such? And I couldn't tell her because we're all the new numbers and new change.
It is confusing, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, well, that's the bus that used to go there, but you'll have to go on Google Map or you'll have to go on the bus thing. And the app is useless because the app will tell you the bus is coming. I mean, I've been at bus stops where I have to say, yeah, the bus is coming. It's a bit late. The bus is coming. And then after about 10 minutes, all of a sudden it goes off and you don't know if the bus is coming or not.
Don't talk to me. Regular listeners to this show know, Anne.
Well, do I wait or do I walk or what do I do?
I'm a very vocal activist with regards to phantom buses. Like, whatever about the bus being late, but the buses that just don't show up are the ones that I have the huge gripe with. It is poor punctuality though, Anne. That was the lead complaint by passengers to the National Transport Authority. This is the formal complaints, you know, that were sent in about Dublin Bus and Bus Éireann and Irish Rail. Have you ever formally complained? I'm curious, Anne.
I have complained, but you don't really know. We have a man, I'd be surprised, a local man in the area. I hope he doesn't mind me giving his name, Tom Newton. Tom is an ex-CIE man, and he talks such great sense as regards buses and trains and things like that. And he's just not listened to it. And he makes such great sense about things. Do you know what I mean? And he'll even say, well, if you brought this bus route, if you had this circle route. I mean, look at Chapel Lizard. People in Chapel Lizard have no bus now, virtually. Because our bus used to go through Chapel Lizard. Both our buses. There's no bus goes through Chapel Lizard. They only had the 26 and now they have the 80. And an awful lot of children from Chapel Lizard go to school in the Lucan area or the Parmestown area. And they are late every morning. Yeah. I can guarantee so the you local, not one morning.
The local knowledge there, Anne, is obviously of huge benefit. 1800 453 106 is the number. And stay with us for a moment. I think we're going to Kerry. Dee is with us on the line. What's your experience, Dee, with public transport?
Hi, Andrea. Oh. Well, we were very poorly serviced in Kerry. There used to be two buses to Killarney. I'm about 40 minutes from Killarney, 30 minutes. And there are five buses now, but like you could be, if you miss one, you could be waiting for 3 hours for the next one. So, and also, you know, if you're getting kind of like intercity and stuff, you have to book beforehand and you know, and pay. It's easier to kind of pay with your card beforehand. Whereas, like, if you could just hop on and do contact us, it's just the whole, there's no kind of joined up thinking, you know, with the whole thing. I mean, and government then putting money into roads and bypasses and not properly investing in public transport. And especially in rural Ireland. You're from rural Ireland, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, if you don't have a car, you're snookered completely.
I know, and it's the availability, you know, how timely the buses are. As you say, like waiting 3 hours. I mean, nobody expects there to be a bus from Donegal or Kerry to Dublin on the hour, but you'd like to think that the one that's coming every 3 or 4 hours would actually come.
Well, and sometimes they don't come. And there's nowhere to contact to find out. I mean, you've asked in Dublin. We have nowhere. If the bus doesn't come from Tralee and we're waiting in Farnforth or whatever, you just wait and wait, and mostly 20 minutes late.
Yeah,
that's the norm.
And would you complain, Dee? Because to be honest, I know I've had a couple of rants here on the show about it. Listeners are probably sick listening to me. But, you know, I'm probably slow to put pen to paper and send in an official complaint.
Yeah, I am. And I wouldn't be a non-complaining person. Like, I would, I have emails and other email politicians and stuff and councillors and other things. But I don't know, you just kind of, you lose the will to live.
I know. You kind of think that Ash, there's bigger things going on. You know? But it's funny. There's people complaining. There's a lot of people complaining. I mean, there's 61,279 complaints were received by the NTA against the three operators between the 1st of March and 31st of December of last year. And the issue of punctuality featured in more than 24,000 of those complaints.
Jesus. Okay, so you know, I'm going to get complaining.
Yeah. Well, I'm not telling people, but I often hear the complaints here in the show.
Like we should, and especially the ones that don't come at all or that are 20 minutes late. And that's the norm around here. 15, 20 minutes, rarely on time.
Is there ever an explanation? No, just...
Never.
Sure, that's that, yeah.
You just get on, you're delighted it arrived at all, and it's not a ghost, you know?
I know. What about you, Gary? What's your story? Good or bad? We'd like to hear your experiences today.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
Dublin Commuter Coalition are really of the belief that there's just so much underfunding of our public transport that it's not surprising what your other listeners are saying there in terms of buses not showing up on time or being too full, or as they mentioned, like in rural areas, you just don't even have the service. So we know there's projects in the pipeline like Bus Connects and Dart Plus, but they're just too slow to be rolled out. And we know that the NTA said that for this year, there was no funding for any additional services. So while you're kind of encouraging people to complain or maybe consider complaining, I just urge everyone that you're wasting your time complaining to the operators. They cannot fix these problems. Send all your complaints to the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien.
Send them to him. But you see, but to be fair to Anne and Dee, they're not actually complaining about it. They're not looking for more services. They just want the services that are there and advertised to operate as scheduled.
Yeah, but when you talk to the operators about what the problem is, there's various issues. So, like, if you look in larger cities, so take Dublin for example. Like, if your bus is slow or late, it's probably because it's stuck in traffic because there's no bus lane. So the operator can't fix that. Like, they have the drivers, they have the buses, but they can't guarantee a bus will show up on time as expected. They have schedules, but it's just too uncertain with that level of congestion we have on our roads.
What about this real-time technology that we have? I was following the expressway. Follow the bus tracker. I had a family member coming up last week, and I was following the tracker. And the tracker was about an hour and a half behind, Gary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the bus, the tracker was telling me the bus was in Derry, and I knew that the person had got on the bus in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some technology issues there with some of the operators and in kind of more longer routes and stuff like that. But they're probably a little bit more anecdotal than like the thousands of complaints you mentioned that were in the Irish Independent article. In terms of complaints, that's really around congestion and buses being stuck in traffic.
So how are we going to improve it? Just more investment? Is that the only solution?
Yeah, I mean, there's long-term measures like the infrastructure around dedicated bus corridors, but there's faster things that could be done if the government will was there in terms of bus gates and bus priority. So if there's no bus lane, at least ensuring that a bus gets out ahead of the rest of traffic so it's not constantly stuck at red lights. There is enforcement of our existing bus lanes. So, you know, there's issues around speeding, phone use, braking, red lights. There's also the illegal use of bus lanes, and a couple of cars blocking a bus lane can make 80 people on a bus miss a whole cycle or two cycles of a traffic light, which impacts all the people further down who are waiting on the bus.
Like this texter now, for instance, Gary, right? Every time there's a conversation on your show about buses, I message in to tell you that I live 7 kilometres from Cork City and we only have one bus in the morning to town and one bus back in the evening at 6 p.m. Therefore, as a result, we have 4 cars in the household. It's absolutely ridiculous. You can't really blame that listener, can you?
I couldn't agree more. But that's, as I said, like the NTA have come out and said, we don't have any funding, so we're not going to put on any extra buses. So the operators, I mean, they get their funding from the NTA mostly. So unless it comes from the government, there's not going to be additional services. So as I said at start, all those complaints are better going to your local TD and ideally to the Minister of Transport, because he's the only one who can fix these issues.
Okay. Texter says, my daughter gets the bus from Kinvara to Galway 5 days a week and it's bloody ridiculous. It's either 15 minutes late or it comes early and then it leaves before the time. I have emailed complaints so many times and they insist that I'm wrong. So I've now given up, says this listener. What about you, Patrick? Patrick's on the line. It's 1800 453 106. What's your experience, Patrick?
Yeah, well, I would agree there with the last person there. The complaint should be to the Minister for Transport and to your local politician, because the operators will only be able to work with what resources they have. And I know one of the areas and why there's so no show with buses and whatever, there is a shortage of drivers. And unfortunately, and I don't know is this the case, but I often wonder, Our government trying to be green and trying to put all these services on, and yet they don't have the drivers to cover these services.
But why advertise the route then, Patrick? Why advertise that there's 10 scheduled services from Galway today or from Kinvara if we can only staff 4 of them?
You see, this is why I was saying the complaints need to be at a political level, because you have the politician saying, oh yes, it's great, we have 10 services now a day from such a place. But like, that politician is not being open and honest with you and telling you we don't have 10 drivers.
Yeah, they might know. And look, and I know from talking to bus companies and bus providers off air, they'll tell you that they're having awful difficulties trying to actually staff the buses. You know, the staff shortages, and that's a big... But then, just don't advertise them.
But like, it's the same even with electric cars. They tell everyone to buy electric cars, but yet the infrastructure is not there. So oftentimes they want to be seen as being green, but yet on the ground it's not working. And it's very frustrating for somebody waiting for a bus and it doesn't show up at all.
Yeah.
And like, they're blaming everyone, they're blaming the operator, the whole lot. But as I said, the whole idea is we do need to have proper planning in this, and we do need to get cars off the road. And even that situation with 4 cars in the drive, that's ridiculous. 7 miles from Cork, and Cork is a booming city, so like, that type of service is unbelievable.
It's
and like that shouldn't be the case. And like, I know even from somebody that even works in Bus Éireann, they said to me, look, they're after announcing now there's so many things out of a certain place, and he said they need 50 more drivers. He said, I don't know where they're going to get the 50 more drivers for that service.
Sligo Town, the S1 bus service, has to be the worst in the country, says this texter. Two buses serving the town route, half an hour service, constantly late, often just never arrives. I've been left waiting for an hour for a bus, and then both of them, they both come together. Dire service. Another listener tells me that they get the 109X from Cavan to Dublin for college 5 times a week, and they've now been forced to drive more times due to the fact that the bus just doesn't show up. What about you, Cathy? Have you ever made an official complaint to the NTA?
Yeah, I was actually on with you last October, Andre, because I had 3 times in 1 week where the bus just didn't show up and I'd spent about 150 quid on taxi.
That's right. Yeah, so yeah. You're one of the 61,000.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably actually taking up half of those. But in fairness, I did. I got in touch with them and I got the old standard, yeah, we'll get back to you. It took them 3 weeks to get back to me. And then they basically just said, yeah, we didn't have the drivers on the day. And I said, well, are you going to do anything about the €150? Oh, no, we don't cover that. And I said to the guy then, well, you could even provide a leave card to make up the difference. You know, they didn't want to do anything. They don't care. Exactly what that other guy said. The bus services, they really don't. I think that they're just so big and so scattered. I think it's right to the minister, drive him nuts. But then, of course, it'll just be his secretary who has to read all the nonsense. But I think on the whole, I've now bought a car actually because I just thought I've had enough of it.
You couldn't. Yeah. So there you are. And there we are telling you to get, you know, park up the car and get the public transport. Yeah. And you're living in Dublin area, aren't you? You're the surroundings.
Yeah, yeah, and the bus is on the hour. Like that gentleman said about Cork, it's only 11 miles outside the city. I tried to do my best doing the bus and all of that kind of stuff. Now, I still have to take it sometimes, but even then, if the bus does show up, maybe it's for lack of drivers or whatever that they don't show up. That's not acceptable. Mm. But when they do, the buses are just packed. And I think this whole idea of the green thing in Dublin, it now takes approximately 15 to 20 minutes to get from the Arlington Bachelor's Walk around to Trinity College because there's so many buses. I honestly think there's one stop at Bachelor's Walk and there's one at Dawson Street where there's 16 different buses trying to pull in at the one stop. Like, how is that green efficient? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're sitting going absolutely nowhere. And then my last bugbear is there's these new TFI notices. I think they're hilarious. They say, please don't be that person, you know. Don't put your bag on the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do rude behaviour. And I'm kind of like, well, explain rude behaviour. And then they go, and don't smoke on the bus. And I'm like, well, we've had a smoking ban since 2002. Why can't they just be straight up and say, no mobile phone calls, no video calls, don't drive everybody mad talking on your phone for an hour the whole way into town, and don't put on any loudspeaker. You know, I don't know why it is that we keep on flapping around and fluffing around, you know, doing nice stuff, so to speak.
Yeah.
But basically, I think the whole service is a sham.
But yeah, and you had to go and buy a car. You couldn't rely on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm and like if sitting you, in the car now talking to you. I pulled in.
And you're living, I'm sure for listeners, you know, in other parts of the country, even today, Cathy tuned in and they hear you. And like if you, somebody living in the outskirts of Dublin, or you're not even in the, if you're living in our capital city and you can't rely on the best public transport service in the country, sure, what hope is Purdy and Kerry?
Yeah. And I feel sorry for the drivers as well, because in fairness, even if they are running late, their operators are shouting at them on the radio to slow down and keep up time and all this kind of stuff. And they're getting hassled then off passengers. So I genuinely empathise with the drivers.
I know, I do too. Like, but if there's 61,000 official complaints, can you imagine the number of complaints the bus drivers must hear?
I heard a poor guy last week on the 70 going into town, and this woman, she literally got on, she stood up, she was on the phone the whole way, and then he was obviously getting the earpiece, you know, stop and make up time or whatever. And she went up and started shouting at him, and he said, well, if you're told to do something in your job, you know, do you do it? And I went up to him afterwards and he said, you know what, I've said this to my manager about 4 times, but the fact that they're in the offices, they're not the ones dealing with the crap from the public.
No, it's not an easy job, I can assure you that. Yeah. Thanks a million, Cathy, for getting in touch with us again. Good to chat to you. People from Dobsborough and Lucan are asking for the 25 bus that was removed to be returned to Lucan, as it took the shortest route into the city centre and served residents in the older part of Lucan since the 1970s, says this listener. I know in my own locality we're experiencing something similar where Bus Connects has now resulted in the loss of a bus. It's probably more like the Bus Disconnect service. But another texter tells me the 8:30 p.m. bus, Erin bus, going from Derry to Letterkenny to Donegal recently left after 9. No explanation apart from this bus is always late. Letterkenny town has no bus this year. All cycle lanes being constructed up hills, wide footpaths and narrow roads. Imagine the explanation being, sure, the bus is always late. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Thanks a million to Andy, Joe, Patrick, Gary, Kathy for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.